14 Russian Tsars. Narration, Katie Haig. Nicholas I, Emperor of Russia. Nicholas I, Emperor of Russia, 1796 to 1855, eighth child of the Emperor Paul I and his wife Maria Feodorovna, was born at Tsargotselo on the 25th of June, 1796. He was only 5 years old when his father's murder brought his brother Alexander I to the throne in 1801. In the following year, his education was entrusted to von Lambsdorff, director of the 1st Cadet Corps and ex-governor of Courland, a man of character and wide knowledge, who superintended it for the next 15 years. But Nicholas had as little taste for learning as his brother Constantine. The royal pupils spent their lesson hours, as Nicholas afterwards confessed, partly in dreaming, partly in drawing all sorts of nonsense, in the end, cramming, just enough to scrape through their examinations without discredit. Their chief bent was in the direction of everything connected with military matters. Religious training was confined to instruction in the forms of the Orthodox Church and the repetition of prayers by rote. Dogmatic questions Nicholas neither understood nor cared about, and, in spite of his reverence for his brother Alexander, the latter's mysticism had not the faintest influence upon him. Though a colonel in his cradle and a general since 1808, the Grand Duke Nicholas did not see any active service until 1814, when he was allowed to join the Russian headquarters in France, but not to take part in any fighting. It is characteristic of him that from this time onwards he never wore civilian dress. In 1815 he was with the Allies in Paris, and in the following year set out on the Grand Tour, visiting Moscow and the western provinces of Russia, Berlin, where his engagement to Princess Charlotte Louise, daughter of Frederick William III, was arranged, and England, where his handsome presence and charming address created a profound impression. On the 13th of July, 1817, took place his marriage to Princess Charlotte, Alexandra Fedorovna, in St. Petersburg, which saw the beginning of those intimate...